You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this morning, I spoke to Jen Tamati from Outline to gain their perspective on how Aotearoa's rainbow communities are feeling a week on from the vandalism of Karangahape Road's Rainbow Crossing, one of the most recent acts in increasingly visible hate crimes against our LGBTQIA plus whānau in Aotearoa. How are you and your team feeling a week after the news of K Road's Rainbow Crossing vandalism?
Yeah, so I think starting on a personal level, our team, me and our volunteers are all members of the rainbow community. So personally, we're all feeling really upset by it. Angry and sad, it's stressful, it's threatening. We feel for any other rainbow person in whānau who feel less safe to be themselves because of this, and any whānau who feel less safe to support their rainbow people because of this. So I did want to say, if that is you, please know that you are loved and you are valued and you really do belong everywhere. We're also just not surprised, which is unfortunate, but really disappointed in the whānau who engaged in this vandalism and organised it and who have been spouting hateful and violent rhetoric. We're disappointed that fear is still being wielded to manipulate people into this false sense of belonging and community and purpose. Because you're really not looking after anyone by being discriminatory or marginalising, and extinguishment and erasure does not create community and safe societies for anyone. And lastly, these kinds of events do leave us feeling a little bit confused, because discriminatory ideologies like this are extreme and they're not held by the majority of New Zealanders. So seeing folks feel, you know, so emboldened to impose and express hate and violence, homophobia and transphobia in a public space doesn't really make sense to our context and values in Aotearoa. I think we're people who take pride in uffing each other and really striving towards a socially progressive and supportive and inclusive society. So it doesn't belong here.
And talking a little more about that, Afi, how has it felt to see and feel a lot of the united outpouring of support from allies and the queer community alike following this event this week?
Yeah, I think that speaks to that point. Pretty much across the board, central government, local governments have all really denounced these acts and that kind of ideology, and have really showed the outpouring of support for rainbow communities, and that it's just a very normal and accepted and vibrant part of us as people. So it's been incredible. We never like having to do it in response to a negative event or, you know, hatefulness, but it is strong and it is beautiful to see.
And what is your favourite part of Aotearoa's Rainbow Whānau, and what brings you the most joy in being able to support the community in your mahi at Outline?
So much. I think our community is like birthed with life and creativity. I think we are the future. We are the past, present and future. We love seeing whānau come into themselves and thrive and realise that there are whole communities, towns, whole places where they belong and people relate to them. And we also just love seeing everyone at peace with themselves and going about their lives and not really having anything else going on, just that normal day-to-day.
And do you have any rainbow events or initiatives that are coming up that you'd like to spotlight this morning?
So I do want to shout out, there's so many amazing small community-based rainbow orgs in Aotearoa. So in Ōtautahi, Komana Tipua and Moana Va, one Rangatahi-based and one really whānau, actually Pacifica whānau-based. Shout out to Nevertheless and Here Te Taonga Hastings, so who also experienced their rainbow crossing being vandalised, and who've just hosted their Maniora Festival. I would recommend anyone to buy tickets for it next year. It's incredible. Also Whine in here in Tamaki Makaurau and the Village Collective. In terms of things coming up, the Rainbow Support Collective are just releasing some workshops, free workshops. There's some in Ōtautahi and here in Tamaki, as well as online. They're workshops for parents and whānau of young people who are sexuality and gender diverse. They're free and they're designed to help people feel more confident in supporting rainbow whānau, with pointers on where you can go and if you need more information and advice.
That was Outline's volunteer coordinator Jen Tamati speaking to the impact on rainbow communities a week on from the vandalism of the Karangahape Road crossing. To sign up to the Rainbow Support Collective workshops Jen mentioned, you can find the links listed with their podcasted interview available on 95bfm.com after the show.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.